Seattle's original diehard sports station, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Now back to Chuck and Buck in the morning.
O'clock here on this Tuesday. Oh, yes, live and local radio programming provided by Sports Radio 950 KJR. We all brave the snow. Well, I brave slush. Bucky brave snow.
Yep. I most certainly brave snow, but I want to be on the air. Yeah. I did this. I took this job for a reason. I want to be on the air. I'm not going to let a little snow stop that.
I didn't brave none of that. I braved a little rainwater.
But you were the first to volunteer.
Yeah?
You were the first to edit. You know, I used to know a guy in the military, and his job was, he was like the wolf's head.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
He's the guy that in Iraq would knock down the doors and take all the fire so everybody could come in.
Yep.
It's like the most dangerous job ever created.
I've gone right in the door, right in the stack with those guys.
You were the wolf's head.
All right.
You're like, I don't know what's out there, but I'm going first.
Yep. And it was fine.
Got a couple updates, and I felt better about life when I got your updates, like that everything was okay.
Good. It's amazing when you can hit it with confidence.
Yeah. Give me a boost. I got the same updates. Didn't feel any better at all.
Well, you also had a truck bed full of snow.
You also chose the Highlands to live in. That's so you should be well equipped to handle.
I am. I
5 feet of snow.
I can promise you that anything less than a truck is not is not getting out of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's a fact, Jack.
Does anybody, I mean, in your neighborhood even own anything less than a truck?
Well, most people, I think.
Actually. Everybody's got at least
no,
one.
No,
right? Really?
People, I mean, one of my neighbors has a 4Runner.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to make it out, to be honest with you. And then a lot of people have like those, you know, little SUVs, subcompact SUVs, the Highlanders. Yep. Like my wife's Equinox, it's very good in the snow. It's just, it doesn't have enough clearance to get through 3 feet of snow. It's going to be pushing snow in front, which means you're going to get stuck in 5 feet.
Yes. I saw somebody with an SUV today who was way too confident.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this right now. If you are driving an SUV, you can't be cocky.
No.
I mean, I understand that there are a lot of merits to it, but you can't be cocky in that situation.
No, it doesn't. Do that. It's still unsafe. You better know what you're doing out there or just stay home.
Yeah. That's great, kid. Don't get cocky.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I got a little homework assignment for you guys to think about before we get into
our topic
here. This is fun. Yeah. I saw this on Twitter. Normally, I won't steal something like this from some Twitter guy. But he said, all right, here's the assignment. Think of your favorite non-cussing movie, and you get to put one cuss word in it.
In the title?
No. In the movie itself. Like into a movie line.
Oh, man.
Like if yours was It's a Wonderful Life, you know, you're like, Zozo's effing paddles.
There you go.
Or,
all right.
You know, Mr. I got mine. Potter, you lousy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your non-swearing. You
Doc Holliday. Doc Holliday and Tombstone.
I'm your
M or F and Huckleberry.
I don't think that improves it.
Well,
I don't think that improves it.
The line is so perfect.
And
it
like,
is. I don't know. There's a hard time. There's a lot of time. The F word and then the mother F word. Mm. Boy, that puts a little bit more infliction in there. And that's a doozy.
Oh, just the fact that he went with like Huckleberry. That was perfect.
Can I take an MF-er out of a line? How about snakes on a plane? I'm sick and tired of these snakes
on
this plane.
Never seen it.
I think it changes things a little bit for old Samuel Jackson.
Let's go. I did not watch that because I wasn't going to be sucked into a movie that was purely about marketing.
Same.
But if you took all the cuss words out of snakes on a plane, what are you even left with?
Snakes on a plane. Well, there's a plane and there's some snakes on it.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
So I'll take your word for it. All right, think about that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a pretty fun exercise to try. All right, so yesterday we spent a lot of our show talking about the Alliance, the new AAF league, which we are all hoping has some level of success. I think that it will, as long as the NFL decides to do the right thing and partner up with it and truly use it. Because I think there are a lot of things that the NFL can gain from this league, and all they got to do is just provide a little bit of Big Brother support to the operation, and I think it could be a really good relationship that they have going forward and could give us a true viable option for watching more football during the course of the season. It is the most popular season, and yet it's the shortest season that we have in the major five sports. Mm-hmm. You know, let's put soccer in there. They have a I don't think their season ends
year round. Yeah, just about.
So our most popular, we get a little extra football. But here's what I said that needs to be done. And so let me paint this picture for you. Would you be more apt to watch the Alliance if CJ Procise was playing? If Shaquem Griffin was playing? If Jamarco Jones was playing? If Amara Darbo was playing? If Malik Turner was playing? If Bo Scarborough was playing, if Tyrone Swoops was playing, if Rasheem Green was playing. As a Seahawk fan, wouldn't you like to see that? And the point being, I think that in order for this to take off, the partnership, the merger has to take place, because I think that the NFL has to provide the league with the majority of its players. Now, there'll still be some guys out there that are free agents. I mean, we're not going to run off all of the minor league players, that aspect of it. But if I'm sitting there and I'm Pete Carroll and I'm John Schneider and I can't find playing time for guys that I spent high draft picks on, but they're not right now contributing, I'm afraid to put them on the football field in a game that I need to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a good look at them because of preseason, the way that it is structured. I mean, they only got to play like a quarter and a half, and we didn't run a single pass play their direction because that was just the flow of the game and where it was. And I don't know if I got a good look at Amara Darbo and his intestinal fortitude and whether or not he has what it takes to make it in this league. So before I cut the guy, boy, I'd sure like this minor league that plays 10 games that I could go send somebody that is a Seahawk who didn't get to play during the entire season, so I don't have to worry about wear and tear on him. And he gets to play in this league wearing a Seahawk patch, and we get to choose kind of which team we want him to go to because we want him to be coached by a similar structure to ours. And so we're going to send all of these guys that I just listed, including C.J. Procise, who I want to finally get a look. Can he actually carry the ball for 10 straight games? I want to see Shaquem Griffin playing that linebacker position that we didn't dare play him in another game at because there was too much at stake. So we played him in game number one. He struggled, and then we felt bad because we never gave him a chance to play it again. Putting him out onto the football field, putting Jamarco Jones out there, even Paxton Lynch, for goodness sake, your backup quarterback, and get him some reps.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be a lot more likely, more apt to tune in to Memphis versus San Antonio if you knew that there were three Seahawks players playing in that game who could potentially benefit you going forward?
Well, the answer is yes, and I can say that because back in the early 2000s, I watched the Frankfurt Galaxy in NFL Europe because Jabron Hamden, who was a practice squad quarterback for the Seahawks.
You really are sick, though.
Was the quarterback. Yeah. No, well, he's a Seahawk. I wanted to watch him and see what he would become.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think ended up being like the MVP of the league. Didn't turn anything into the Seahawks, but the answer is yes. If there's somebody who's a Seahawk, I'm going to watch them and see what they are.
So what? Yeah, and
I'm very invested in that.
And if you had, okay, let's say that you had seven or eight, or let's say they said you have to send a minimum five and a maximum of 10. and you're an organization and you sent that many players to this 8-team league, it can stay at 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of neat. You watched a doubleheader on Saturday and a doubleheader on Sunday, and you got to see every team in the league.
It was great.
You got to see every player in the league. Now imagine you're tuning in, and you're tuning in not just to one game, not just the Seahawks game that weekend. You're tuning into all four games because all four games feature a Seahawk player in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
And there's your attachment to it. That's what brings you back week in and week out, because I really fear that even though they made a decent splash during a horrible weather weekend from coast to coast in America where there was really nothing else on, I think that it's gonna nosedive fast without this being the carrot that gets dangled in front of the football fan's face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't like the idea. I mean, I think that there's concerns there just simply because CJ ProSize has a hard time staying healthy just in practice around here. So, I mean, I think it's a great idea to see if you can, hey, go run. See if you can stay healthy. Because if you can't, we're tired of paying you to sit here and just hang out in the training room. I think that there's some benefit to it. The flip side of it is, boy, they obviously see something in CJ ProSize. Not just the draft pick they use, but they see that, and I've
seen
it.
But they're getting ready to cut him.
Right. So, but I mean, I
think that's
agree.
The perfect person to send to this.
If you send him to it, and all of a sudden, let's say that he shows you what you think you have. Like when he is healthy, he runs the ball well, and then all of a sudden gets dinged up in the 8th game of the year, and now he is literally of no more use to you. Like he's going to be gone, or he's going to be hurt for most of the half season. Are you any different than what you thought right now? Because I think right now they like what he is. They're just about ready to cut him because they don't know if he can stay healthy. By sending him there, is he going to prove anything other than, yeah, you can still run the ball when you're healthy type of a thing? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, at least he shows that he can stay healthy.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he can stay healthy, I agree. I definitely see some benefit. I would tune in. I definitely see the point of, if I was watching and it was my team,
I mean,
I see
your
that
only other
patch
option
on it.
Is that you just cut him without ever knowing if he's actually any good.
Yeah, well, I think he's definitely right there on the chopping block at this point. If they find
right.
somebody to replace him,
we're
in
not
the draft,
we're not talking about we're not sending first round picks there.
Right,
we're sending guys that could use playing time at a level higher than college,
mm-hmm.
and figuring out what they've got. And are they just starstruck? Are they terrified that, you know, Kenny Lawler, to be able to have sent him to a league and said, hey, we kind of like some of the stuff that you can do, but we got a numbers crunch here. And so let's find out if you can catch the ball over the middle at 6'3", 145 pounds.
Yep.
You know, let's see if you can do that.
145.
For us. And then all of a sudden, we're bringing you back next year, and we just got a better idea as to what you are. And maybe we fight for you more next year. Maybe now we've seen on video that you can play. You can play at a higher level. I don't know, man. I mean, I get that any idea that you come up with, you open yourself up to having holes poked in it, and I would welcome it. I don't.
This is one I'm on board with. This isn't one of those 7:45 Wednesday reckless at breakfast.
I realize, Slick, that all of my reckless at breakfast are great, and there are no holes to be poked in them. I get that.
Okay. So this is Flights of Fancy Tuesday here on the Chuck and Buck in the Morning Show.
Don't even say it. I know. You don't have to say it. I know.
We're delusions of grandeur. Run rampant.
But this one is without flaw.
This one has legs.
Oh,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
To be used. And by the way, and I know that the Alliance would love this. I mean, if Tony Softley's right now listening, he's like, that's exactly what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't think that, he's sitting there thinking, yes, that's the layer that we were looking for. But they're going to need the NFL's cooperation to make it happen. And so the NFL needs to get on board with it. They got an opportunity. Think about what you could sell jersey-wise in this. You know, obviously you're going to get some more television revenue out of it. And you're probably going to increase the number of people that actually attend the games as well. Maybe the attendance never goes through the roof, but I think that the television ratings have a chance of really having an upsurge if people can watch these games and know that their NFL team there is a piece of their NFL team that is out on the field. All right, coming up next on our show, we will spin the wheel of romance. Also, we'll find out what Magic Johnson's thinking. Sports Radio 950 KJR.
The big update for all you potential 99 tunnelers. The tunnel is now open, and that means you can get across downtown, under downtown, from the Space Needle to the stadiums and back. Try it for free and see for yourself. Learn more at 99tunnel.com.
Well, last night, I got in a pillow fight with the fiance, but not like your typical whack each other with pillows. No, no, no. This was a fight over who would get the pillow, who'd get the my pillow. I thought I had won when I was laying there almost falling asleep when, wham, she actually pulled it out from under my head. Now, I'm not proud. I had to resort to some underhanded tactics. I had to tickle her to get it back and win the fight. But point is, neither of us wanted to be the one without the my pillow. And there's a lot of great reasons why. It's a different kind of pillow. It's not flat, limp, or lifeless. It stays full and keeps its shape all through the night. And it stays cool all night long. So no matter what time of year, maybe you don't need it necessarily right now, but we get hot summers. You always want the cool side of the pillow, right? Well, it's there for you all the time. MyPillow is something you're going to want to get, you're going to want to give as presents, and I've got a great way for you to do it. Because MyPillow.com, right now, you go there and use my promo code 950KJR, and you're going to see the four-pack special that they have, which means you get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for the best price they've ever offered for that four-pack. Not only that, you're going to get free shipping on the four-pack and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So why wouldn't you try out a MyPillow? Just go to MyPillow.com, enter my promo code 950KJR, or call 1-800-951-7954.
Seattle area forecast calls for decreasing rain or snow showers today. That snow level bouncing between about 2 and 400 feet. High temperatures this afternoon only in the mid-upper 30s, so it's going to be a very slow melt-out. I'm meteorologist Rich Marriott in the King 5 Weather Center.
You know, with all of this snow falling, and everybody kind of, every thought is dominated by looking outside the window. Can I drive to the grocery store? Can I make it to work? You know, is it going to flood now? Do we have to uncover the drains? Can I get to the new 99? When were they going to start paying, charging me? All right, maybe I've got sidetracked.
There's a lot going on in
there's a lot going on inside a person's head these days. Maybe you haven't realized that in 2 days it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, 2 days, Valentine's Day. Maybe you don't have a plan in mind. Well, we're here to help out a little bit. We are going to spin the wheel of romance here on Chuck and Buck in the Mornings, thanks to our friends at the Bellevue Collection, which, by the way, is your solution to your every Valentine need. I mean, think about where do you like, it's a great, makes for a great date to go to Bellevue, hang out in that kind of like mini city feel that you got out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? I love it. Well, do it for Valentine's Day. You got all this stuff within walking distance, 200 shops, 50 restaurants, bars, events like bowling, whatever the case may be. There's a lot to entertain you. There's a lot to feed you. There's a lot to make your date horny for you.
Wow. Right?
So all
checks
this,
all the boxes.
Yeah, it checks all the boxes right there, the old Bellevue Collection. And all of these, well, not all of them, but a lot of these shops and stores and restaurants have decided to enter the wheel of romance. So we have them on a wheel right now, which we're going to give a spin in a moment. And we are going to, wherever that wheel lands, that's the place you're going to be given a gift certificate to be used on Valentine's Day, secretly, of course.
Yeah.
Or at a later date. But at least it's there for you for Valentine's Day if you need it.
Oh, that's great. Somebody's going to get really lucky today, and we're going to bail them out. We're going to bail you out.
That's right. So we've got 12 callers, what we need on the line at 206-286-9595. 206-286-9595. If you're the 12th caller, there's no question to answer. There's no code to crack. There's nothing that you got to text or anything of that nature. All you got to do is just sit there, act like you like us. We'll spin the wheel in your presence, and wherever it lands, the gift is yours.
Wow.
Gift certificate is yours. And now all you got to do is come up with plans for how am I going to get there?
Yeah.
In the snow.
Take the bus there. That means you get to hold hands the whole way. You can gaze into each other's eyes.
A romantic place.
The bus is so romantic. It's a whole lot better than sitting in a ditch.
Yeah.
Trying to celebrate Valentine's Day while you're both shivering. Hold me. I'm cold. The heater stopped working.
You know what a great idea to get to Bellevue on Valentine's Day under the current climate? Take a Caterpillar.
Oh.
There's one right outside right here.
We got one parked here.
Yeah, we got one parked here. So
keys are in it.
Hop aboard the Caterpillar.
We got chains on the tires, but it's not, the machine isn't chained up, so you're okay.
No. We'll go ahead, and I think that I can rig it.
Oh.
To start.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Probably.
I mean, I'm no Angelina Jolie. But we can do 0 to 15 seconds, I think. No time flat.
On and go. 15 seconds. The Caterpillar story.
All right. So who do we have on the line then with
we
us?
Have Kent in Puyallup.
Okay. Kent is with us in Puyallup. Hi, Kent.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, it was about to be an unhappy one, so hey.
Well, we're going to rescue you, okay? So, here, look, all you had to do is call in. You're the 12th caller, so you've already won.
Nice.
So, congratulations. And there's nothing that the wheel can land on that won't result in a prize. I'll tell you that. There are no blank spaces, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Well, we're going to give it a spin and see where Kent and his lucky someone else is going to go.
All right, I'm going to do this a little lighter than yesterday because I almost broke the thing yesterday.
Okay,
so
it
the lighter
is a rickety
spin.
Looking. Look at that thing. Is that even going to hold up back there? Oh my God. Promotion staff's unbelievable. All the tabs they put on there. What do we got?
We got, all right, $100 to Duke's Seafood and Chowder.
Duke's!
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
There we go.
Very good.
Nothing's going to get her in the mood. And a little chowder.
Mm-hmm.
Chowder. And a better husband.
All right. Well, Kent, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get some information from you. Maybe Slick's already done that. But you are going to Duke's Chowder House. $100?
$100.
$100. Man, you can buy a lot of chowder with that.
Mm-hmm. Guzzle it down.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kent. Buy a lot of chowder with that kind of cheddar.
Wow, impressive. 100 bones? Again, I'm going to have to try to figure out a way to finagle my way into some of these little contests that we got. Everybody's getting all kinds of cool stuff for Valentine's Day. I still have to come up with something. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll just ride the bus, that romantic trip on the bus down to Lincoln Square Mall there.
You know, I don't know if anybody's made shellfish look sexier than the girl from Flashdance.
Okay.
I think that's who made eating shellfish famous was Jennifer Beals in Flashdance. So, I don't know, Ken. Maybe pop that on before you go out to Duke's Chowder House.
Do a little sexy chowder.
Do that the night before. Get it in her head. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there, and she's sucking chowder soup off your fingers.
Wow.
And you get to watch her crack open a crab leg, and I'll guarantee it, it'll never be more erotic than it is at that moment.
Oh,
ever.
Boy. I have to take a little 20-second time out from the chowder table there.
Next thing you know, you'll be beanbagging it.
Oh, boy. I don't know if he knows what we just got him into. You're talking about some sexy chowder meal.
We got him in deep.
What did I miss while I was grabbing Kent's info?
I might go over to the chowder joint just to be a fly on the wall and watch this. Be some soft, you know what, going on at the old chowder joint.
I don't know. I know there's some seafood items that are considered to be aphrodisiac. Well, I thought those were like oysters. I don't know about clam chowder.
You ever crushed open some oyster crackers over your crotch?
Can't say that I have, Chuck.
You ought to give that a shot. Happy Valentine's Day.
Boy.
Lucky you, Amy. Amy.
Maybe I'll do that after she says I do. Maybe that'll be next year, 2 years from now.
Yeah.
A little crumbled oyster cracker in the bed. Never hurt anybody.
Well, I think there's actually a saying about that. Not oyster crackers, but just crackers in bed in general. I don't know if that's
I don't
want to
get
thing.
Kicked out.
Hey, what are you talking about? You're mad, honey. Chuck said this is a great idea.
He insisted that it would get you in the mood.
Yeah. Crushing some oyster crackers of your crotch.
And Chuck knows this stuff. Look, he's, you know, no sweet chicken. He's been around.
That's
been
right. Around, think I landed the unicorn because I don't know what trick or for?
Oh, boy. She's like, don't even think about it with oyster crackers. No. I'm never going to look at oyster crackers the same way ever again, by the way.
Guilty feeling? Got no rhythm?
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
All right.
Started.
Congratulations to Kent. All right. Well, let's make the awkward transition into controversy. We have not talked about a couple of the big stories ourselves here today from the National Football League. Kareem Hunt is in trouble and now out of trouble, apparently. And yet, he still might not be out of trouble. He signed with the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And as Barry Wilner pointed out an hour ago, guys, that who knows how much time he could actually play next year.
Right.
All right, they signed him to a one-year contract. What if Roger Goodell says, all right, well, this is a one-year infraction?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so I mean, they don't have to pay him, but that makes Kareem Hunt kind of a free agent again, I would think. Kareem Hunt ends up signing yesterday. Cleveland saying, all right, we're willing to accept the PR slings and arrows, the nightmare that is the next couple of weeks, because at the end of the day, it's about talent. And I asked Barry, like, how many teams do you think are sitting there like, man, we should have pulled the trigger a little earlier, you know? And he said half. He mm-hmm. believes that half of the teams in the National Football League, there are enough teams out there now in the NFL that it's like a no-go for them. That mm-hmm. I'm just not going to sign a guy that domestic violence, especially one that, you know, is on video.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just not going to go there. But he thinks that there's still half of the league that's still of this mind of, hey, talent wins out. Bad PR blows over. Soon as Cleveland Brown fans start seeing Kareem Hunt rush for first downs and touchdowns and lead us to the playoffs, they're going to forgive a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that happen here in Seattle. So let's not act like we're above it here in Seattle. And you know what? If that's their approach, probably will work because they will start forgetting about it as soon as Cleveland Brown fans get to celebrate playoff games.
Yeah. And, I mean, for what it's worth, we knew it was going to happen. This guy's young. This isn't the Ray Rice situation, who was sputtering out when he got dinged, you know, doing his thing that was caught on video. It's not the same situation. Everybody knew that this guy was going to get another chance. And you can have your own opinions about it. I'm going to have mine. I personally, there's a catch-22 there because I want people to have a second chance. But then there's certain things where I think the consequences for your actions should be strong enough to actually deter people from doing it again, right? And this is one where domestic violence, we've seen it far too many times in sports in general, but we seem to see it in the NFL. And I don't want to just flat out have a blanket thing where it's like, if you get busted for this, for putting your hands on a woman, then you're out of the league, lifetime ban. I don't want to do that because there's far too many times that we're finding where somebody says that to get their boyfriend or their someone in trouble, and then it comes out that it wasn't actually true. So I don't think you can just throw the book at somebody. That being said, the consequences need to be strong enough by the league that if you get busted and it's caught on video doing something like this, it needs to be something that literally costs you a substantial amount of time, not 8 games, a substantial chunk out of your earning potential life. As far as football goes, it doesn't mean you can't still go get a job somewhere, but you're not going to have the chance to make millions of dollars running a football if you can't make wise enough decisions to not put your hands on a female.
Well, look, there are a few things at play here. Number one, the NFL hasn't ruled yet. Okay, so we have to give them the opportunity to rule. Secondly, there's something called legal precedent. And so in order to make new rules, you know, that's not the easiest thing to do. You kind of have to go by the structure of the kind of punishments that you have doled out in the past. So they would have to set a new precedent going forward when they've already agreed upon, like, what various punishments have earned. Now, what this one earns, where it's on video, all right? And so does that carry more consequence than domestic violence not caught on video?
It seems to. I mean, that seems to be the way these things go.
But does it? Because to Bucky's point, what he brought up earlier, and here's the really hard truth that we apparently all accept in following the National Football League. Ray Rice would have been in the league had people not thought he was on the downside of his career.
Sure.
Kareem Hunt is going up. So Ray Rice was 4 years removed from somebody saying, all right, we'll take the chance on him. I mean, that guy can help us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a feeling at the time with Ray Rice that maybe he couldn't help anybody anymore. He was mm-hmm. on the downside of his career, and so that's why he became poison. I mean, yeah. The video certainly was PR nightmare of all PR nightmares if anybody wanted to take it on. It was disgusting. But if that was Kareem Hunt, at some point Ray Rice would have played football again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the hard truth of it all. And I would even tie it into, you know, kind of what's happening with Colin Kaepernick and that situation. Colin Kaepernick was still considered, that's a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. He'd be in the National Football League right now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So this is the issue. And as long as there's somebody, there's that one team out there. Because I guarantee what the Cleveland Browns said was, if we don't do it, somebody else will. And maybe there's only three teams that will. But if we don't do it, somebody else will. And we really want to do it. And if we wait too long, somebody else is going to get this done, and we're going to be left holding the bag. That's, unfortunately, and I would emphasize that, unfortunately, that is the mindset right now in the National Football League.
Now, Ray Rice had severe consequences before he wasn't signed to any teams. But that was, in my belief, 100% because video came out. In fact, he had a shorter suspension, and then it was lengthened after the video came yep. out. And you look at Greg Hardy, he ended up serving a 4-game suspension. And he did, I don't want to do degrees with this stuff because it's all bad, but he did stuff that makes Kareem Hunt's thing look so small in comparison and was convicted for it in a court of law. Now, because of the laws of Carolina, he was able to circumvent that and get a different case, and it was thrown out because of other stuff. But to go to that point, yeah, Greg Hardy got 4 games because it wasn't on video. If it had been on video, I think the punishment would have been much more severe.
Mm-hmm. And I think it should be. I don't think it should be flat out. You have to have it on video for it to be X amount of games or whatever the suspension is. I just think, plain and simple, if you get convicted of something like this or it is caught on video, you can't do a blanket statement like if you get arrested for domestic violence, you are banned from the league or you got a 3-year suspension. But if you get dinged and it's proven in a court of law or it's seen on a video, it should be so substantial that it actually deters people from putting themselves in a situation where that happens. I can't, like I said, I can't go all the way to say throw the book at them because there's far too many times where it's not true sometimes. Somebody says it just to because they know how it'll hurt them in the media. They know how it'll hurt this guy, and that's what they want to do. So you can't throw the book at them. But if you've been busted and it's caught right there on video,
yeah,
it's got to be, in my opinion, it's got to be substantial. Where it's like, you know what? We're not going to say you don't get to play football anymore, but you ain't playing for 3 years. So go get a job somewhere else doing mm-hmm. something else. And in 3 years, we'll see if someone wants to take a shot at you. Your legs are still going to be healthy. We'll see what happens. But that would then deter some of these people from making a decision of,
yeah.
I'm getting in a heated altercation with someone in a hotel lobby. I'm going to walk away because this isn't just get in trouble. This is lose my career to some extent.
But you also, good luck trying to hold 3 years from the league up in court. Because you're going to get slammed.
Oh, I get it. There's definitely going to be backlash, and rightfully so to some extent in certain situations. And you're never going to have a perfect way. Like, this one should have been busted, and this one shouldn't.
I mean, the National Football League is still beholden to the laws of the country. Okay? So there's still that aspect of it. That's why all of this is so difficult. I mean, the just flat out, this is the penalty for putting your hands on a woman. You know, can't do that.
Right.
Why is being seen on video worse than the evidence that was provided? Okay, so the Frank Clark situation. I mean, there were a police report where there were bruises and everything else. And yet, because we didn't see it and we didn't have the, and Frank Clark still denies, you know, mm-hmm. then it didn't go as far as it probably would have. And that might have been a far worse situation than what you saw with the nastiness of the Kareem Hunt video.
Yep.
And so it's just this, it's the slipperiest of all slopes. And the National Football League, you're right, needs to come down harder on it. But there are a lot of elements at play here. And until the NFL actually does, there are still going to be teams out there that are going to say, hey, look, man, my job is not to be
judge, jury.
Judge and jury. My job is to win football games.
Yep.
And that guy wins football games. And as long as I can use the PR spin, I believe in second chances. The Seattle Seahawks drafted Frank Clark because they had convinced themselves, or he had convinced them, that they wouldn't have any problems with him going forward. That's what you are guarding against when you make a signing like this. Mm-hmm. Because if it happens again, oh, now you really look bad. You go ahead and you live with the PR hit. This is just the truth of the reality. I'm not saying this is the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is just the reality of what it is. You live with the PR hit. You survive it. You weather the storm. And then hopefully said player starts getting sacks sooner than later. Or said player starts getting first downs and 100-yard games sooner than later. Because the success, as soon as the success comes, then all of a sudden the positive headlines return. And the negative is forgotten. Kobe Bryant. Who remembers Kobe Bryant for what Kobe Bryant did?
It doesn't come up a lot.
It doesn't come up a lot, does it?
No.
Ben Roethlisberger's still playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh. Ask, you know what, line up 10 random 20-year-olds and ask them why Kobe Bryant changed his number from 8 to 24. I bet you three of them can tell you why.
I wish that there was an answer. I wish I had an answer. I wish I felt like there was a solution that we could arrive at. But man, it's a difficult aspect. And you're right, though, Bucky. Until they start coming out harder on them for those offenses, then there are going to be NFL teams that are going to justify that guy. It's not that that guy needs a second chance. That guy deserves a second chance in our uniform.
Yeah,
because we want to win.
I'll take the good outweighs the bad in some of these people's situation, and I get it.
One last thing coming up next.
And most importantly, don't wait until it's too late. Call today, 1-800-JUSTICE, or visit justiceforyou.com.
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday, and that's exciting for me because Wednesday is quickly becoming my favorite day of the week. And that's because Wednesday is the day I head over to the Renton location, the 3010 Weight Loss for Life. I see how much weight I've lost for the week. I talk to my coach, Lacey, get some advice on what to do for the stuff I have upcoming, map out some things, get some new meals, et cetera, recipes. All that happens on Wednesday. So that's why I love Wednesday. And whatever day would work for you, I think you should give 3010 Weight Loss for Life a call. Look, if you came into the new year and you had a new resolution, wanted to lose some weight, maybe you need to feel better about yourself, maybe you just want to live a healthier lifestyle, 3010 can help out with all that. They've certainly helped me, and I think they can help you too. So for true lifestyle change, call 3010 Weight Loss for Life, 855-843-3010. That's 855-843-3010 and at 3010weightlossforlife.com.
All right, final segment here on Chuck and Buck in the Morning. People who have braved the winter conditions. We went north of the wall today.
Feels like it.
I got to head back to the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
I'm not going back without one of those direwolves, though. I want one of those bad boys.
You don't just get one. They don't. The pet store doesn't have them.
I killed a White Walker this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's how eventful my day was.
Dragon glass or Valyrian steel?
I just burned him.
Oh, wow.
I just burned him.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
Didn't know you had it in you.
Scary.
Well, don't underestimate me.
I guess.
White Walker killer.
Yeah. All right.
Suspended for that.
I left the curling iron on too long.
You didn't.
Yeah, and it sparked. Oh. And it took him down.
Took him down?
Yep. All right, we got time for one last thing here. What do you got back there,
Better Slick? Be lucky than good sometimes.
Yep.
We didn't have much time to get into it today because there was so much. There was just a lot of little stuff going on to cover. But Eric Reed's contract yesterday, he signed with the Panthers, 3 years, $22 million. And I just think the Seahawks missed out on a big, big, big opportunity. It upsets me, really, actually, the fact that they could have taken care of their safety spot. They knew all this was happening with Earl Thomas. They knew he probably wasn't going to be coming back. I just think it's too easy of a solution. It would have been to bring in Eric Reed. He had a, you know, he played well for the Panthers, well enough that they gave him this contract. I think they really missed the boat on this.
Well, wait a minute, though. He never reached free agency. Are you talking about last year?
Yeah, last year. Okay. And he signed with Carolina in the middle of the season last year.
Right, right. The timeline was confusing me. So he was a 49er, and so as a free agent.
He was a free agent, then they signed him. That's why I think Seattle should have signed him.
Okay, got in there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And there were a lot of questions about his health and whatnot, and I don't know what else went into it.
Yeah.
But Carolina absolutely embraced him. Cam Newton went out of his way to talk about what a leader he became for the Carolina Panthers. So the Panthers, before he gets to free agency,
they locked him up.
Yeah, yeah. What's your one last thing there, Buggy?
Well, there's one thing just in cover. I mean, I've been watching the Seahawks for years, but covering them the last year, I've talked to a bunch of people. I think Hugh, everybody was kind of on board. They saw the writing on the wall.
Don't talk to him.
They saw the writing on the wall when they went out and got Brandon Marshall, right? It didn't work. He's an aged superstar in this league, but a big-bodied receiver that I think everybody in Seattle has kind of thought that would be a good complement to the Doug Baldwins and the Tyler Lockett's. Well, the Texans are expected to release Demaryius Thomas. Now, he blew out his Achilles last year. But he did that early in his career when he was a Bronco and came back in 6 months and ended up having a great career afterwards. I think he's on the tail end, but I think he still possibly, depending on how he comes back from this injury, would have more left in the tank than a Brandon Marshall. He might be a guy that they maybe should kick the tires on or kick the Achilles tendon on, so to speak, and see if there's some tread left on there. And he's a big-bodied guy.
I think he's got more than what Brandon Marshall had left.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you should be interested in. I think it's something that you should look into.
Yeah, look into it.
Certainly gives you a different dimension than what you currently have right now on this team.
And good for him, Cam Chancellor is no longer playing, so he doesn't get knocked all the way back behind the sticks.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that was fun.
I don't love it for Seattle. I don't love Demaryius Thomas. Not at this point. That's just me.
Okay.
One man in the paint.
Thanks for being difficult.
Well.
All right. Final thing. Magic Johnson. I got to bring up Magic Johnson. He's angry that the New Orleans Pelicans did not negotiate in good faith with him. He's like, you mean because they didn't accept your trade offer?
Right.
It was a dynamite trade offer. You got to give them that.
It was everything that they could give, but I understand why New Orleans said no. I mean, he's just so used to the Jerry West world that he grew up in, where Jerry was just like, who do you want? I don't know. Go get me Bob McAdoo. Done.
Right.
Well, yeah. And then he comes back and he says, he was asked, how do you think the players are going to feel that you tried to trade them all? And he goes, well, you know, I don't think that bothers players. No, it totally bothers players, Magic. You were so good that no one ever thought of trading you.
Right. You know what it feels like to be on that side.
Yeah,
right.
You're the GM now, and it's just like when you coached. Like, why can't you guys just make no-look passes? They're easy.
Yeah.
You just look this way, and you see the guy out of the back of your head, and you throw it to them on a run perfectly, and he dunks it. That's easy.
It's easy.
And now he's doing the same thing as a general manager.
Yeah.
He has no ability to relate to people who aren't superstars.
Yeah, well, he's definitely missing the boat a little bit there. I don't think they worked or negotiated in bad favor with him. They just didn't want what you were offering.
No, they're fine. Don't worry about them. They got to grow up.
Yeah.
No, there's got to be a little bit of healing that you tried to trade all of them. They wouldn't sit by your star player. They wouldn't come within 3 seats of him.
That's true.
You were never dangled in a trade. You don't know if, and maybe it shouldn't hurt them. Maybe you're right. but it just might hurt a few of them.
Yeah.
I'd probably check in on Kuzma to see if he's angry.
How you feeling, bud?
Yeah, I'd probably go visit spurned. With Ingram. Now, if you don't want to talk to Lonzo, I get that.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Anyway. All right, that'll do it for us today. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Puck and Cliff are coming up next. Sports Radio 950 KJR.